dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com along with Amy of the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Hello, hello, Mike. Hello, Gotham.
Are you okay? Because the listeners,
I'm good.
The listeners haven't been listening to what we've been talking about, but you're like on the verge of admitting yourself like Barbara on Arkham Asylum.
Look,
I'm gonna start calling you Barbara.
Like Barbara, then I'm gonna be perfectly fine.
I'm gonna start calling you Lady Gallivan. That's what I'm gonna call you.
I like it a lot.
So we're going to be talking about Gotham. We are two episodes behind. Amy is such a slacker. She holds me back.
I do. I hold him back. Yeah. I'm the one with the job and the kids. And what the fuck are you talking about?
You have kids? I knew you
no,
did. And you never.
You're the one with
oh,
the
that's
job
right.
and the kids.
I'm not going to lie, people. Fault. I'm not going to lie. Since the episode aired on the 11th, Amy's like, oh, what are you going to do, Gotham? I was like, never mind.
Busy.
Yeah,
busy.
So.
Well, I mean, in your defense, you were having a flood.
Yeah, here in Houston, it got a little crazy. Yes. And did you see the video of little Batman on my Facebook page?
I did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. All right, so let's get into the episode, okay?
Okay.
The episode we're going to talk about is called Into the Woods. It aired on April 11th on Fox. I've got my notes here. I've got my notes, and I've got it highlighted, which I only have like three big giant moments here.
Only three?
Let's see here, because I have three giant ones, but maybe you have more, which will be a first, because
I actually have two.
Oh, wow. Okay. So let's kick off the episode with what'd you think about all of Selina and Bruce jumping off rooftops, stealing people's money?
That was cool. I know movie magic, but they did some really good.
That was good, right?
There. Was really good.
When Bruce jumped slow-mo, I was like, what? All right. Now, what did you think about Bruce throwing the money off the building?
I liked it. I mean, poor
really?
Selina, she's like, no, I need this money.
I know. She's like, you just threw out your half. Yeah, he's like Robin Hood, like a little young Robin Hood.
I like it. That's what I like about Bruce.
Okay, so now at the end of this episode, Bruce gets the news that he can't have both. He can't be on the streets and then trying to find the killer of his dad. And he tells Selina, I'm not going back with you. Was that a dick move or was that a nice move? Let me protect her. Whose side are you on? Whose side are you on?
I'm actually on his.
Really?
Because we see what has happened. And it's true. Alfred is right. He can't have both worlds. He doesn't want this girl to get hurt.
You know what? I am on Team Selina. I am.
Really?
Let's put it this way. I think that as much as they were hanging – now, I totally agree with you what you just said. Can't have both worlds. Totally
you
agree.
You can't.
But I think that since they did live on the streets together, I think it would have been better if he would have explained it to her better. Like, I can't go with you because I just got some news. I've got to focus on this. You know, that kind of thing. But just to kind of – I'm not going back with you. And it just totally pisses her off. She even throws away her jacket. She's so mad at Bruce. So I think the way that Bruce did it, but that is a little Bruce Wayne in the making. I mean, look how he, look at the acting gig that he did with What's-Her-Face. Was a little, the little girl, the little smart ass that he tricked.
You're Silver.
Yeah, Silver. So, you know, maybe Bruce is a little, I mean, he's growing up. His balls are getting bigger. It's getting hair down there. I was waiting for you to say something, but you didn't say anything.
No, I'm not even commenting.
Did you have a visual? Were you just thinking about it? You got really quiet.
No, I'm not even touching that one.
Okay. You were like,
I think he's so young.
Gothamites, did you see? Like, Amy was like silent. I don't know.
Because I was like, where the hell is
this? All right. So you're Team Bruce. No. I'm Team Selina. I didn't like the way it went down.
Which is a surprise because I'm normally Team Selina.
Yeah. And I'm normally Team Bruce.
But I don't want her – I mean, that might be the reason why she turns on him.
Possibly. You know? I mean, I did notice, I mean, when she cut her jacket and Bruce kind of stitched it up, it did kind of remind me of Catwoman, you know, when she wears the little suit and it's all stitched up.
Yeah.
Kind of threw me there, but yeah. I don't know. Let's see what happens. I don't know how pissed off she's going to be because they got clothes on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I don't know how that's going to turn out. I guess we'll see what happens. Let's talk about Bullock and Gordon. What'd you think about Bullock taking one for the team, sleeping with that Eternal Affairs chick?
More power to him.
That was a whole lot of woman right there.
More power to him.
Bullock.
Well, I mean, I don't think Bullock's got, like, a preference.
You know what?
Isn't he married?
Wait a second. Didn't he have didn't he have somebody at the bar? Like, wasn't he working at the bar and was it his wife?
Yeah. Or his, like, fiance or something?
Bullock, what is going on? Gothamites?
He's a whore.
If you know, you know what? He was doing it in Line of Duty. That's what it had to be done, okay?
Oh, so it's one of those things that, like, it had to be done?
Yes.
No matter what?
This is for Gordon. This is take one for the team. This is for Gotham City. So,
okay, I can live with that then.
Yeah, that was a lot of woman. what'd you think about the whole... you know, I mean, Nygma, he goes over to Nygma's apartment and bam,
I was like, no, Jim, no.
Save here.
I was like, you're supposed to be a really good detective. What the hell?
Yeah. When he showed up over there.
He knew.
Yeah. And what do you think? I mean,
you would think Nygma would be smarter.
Okay. Hold on. I got to ask you this because if anybody's been listening to our recap show, you've been a big fan of, Nygma.
I have.
You're a big
serial killers.
You're a big fan of Gordon because mm-hmm. you used to watch him on One Tree Hill.
No, it wasn't One Tree Hill. It was the OC. Come on, get it right.
Sorry, my bad. stupid me. I can't believe I got those mixed up. But so at that moment there, who are you going for? Who are you going for?
God, I was, to be honest with you, I was torn. I was really torn.
Yeah, because you love both of them.
But at that moment, it was Gordon. I was on Gordon. I was Team Gordon all the way.
You sold out Nygma.
I did. But then I was like, okay, come on, be smarter. Like when he went to the body.
Oh.
Like how dumb can you be?
Well, you know what? I think that was, but I don't think that was dumb. I think that was, I think we saw it coming, but that was a smart thing to, I mean, imagine if we were sitting there, we're like, okay, you know what we got to do? We got to move the body. We got to get rid of it. He had to. I think there's one of those things he had to go to it. But of course, you know, Gordon was one step ahead of him, you know, and then to have everybody there hear everything.
That was smart.
Yeah, my mouth opened. It dropped because I was like, oh, shit, Barnes are
everything. Because I was like, how is Gordon, he's going to shoot you. How is he going to prove that, you know, this is happening?
Oh, no.
Then I was like, oh.
And then he got arrested.
Yep, now he's in the asylum.
Is he in the asylum or jail?
I think a little bit of both.
See, that's what I thought it was Arkham. But then I was like, Arkham's on more of asylum, but is he in jail? Is it a prison? Because it seemed like, I don't know. Gothamites?
The prison uniforms were different.
Oh, maybe he's in jail? Because these were striped, white and black stripes.
Yeah, and that was the crazy house.
Is it Arkham?
When Gordon was in there, it was just the blue shirts.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So maybe, okay, could be county, could be Arkham. I don't know. I mean, he could be crazy. I mean, so maybe they think he's crazy. I don't know. Okay, maybe you're onto something there. And speaking of crazy.
That's the best part of the show.
I mean, we see her in therapy and all of a sudden, knock at the door. Who is it? It's Barbara.
Yes.
Dude,
Sleeping Beauty wakes up.
I'm loving her. You know, anybody that knows me, in season one, I was a fan of hers until she started getting all touchy-feely on Gordon and didn't let him do his job. And then she got really...
touchy-feely on her friend.
I didn't like... Oh, that was hot. Yeah, I liked her. That's Tabitha. And then she got total crazy Barbara, which I loved. I loved the psychotic killer that she liked becomes. But now, you know, now she knocks on the door and shows up at his house. What was going through your mind?
I was like, yes. Because you know I don't like the doctor.
You don't like Lee. You never have.
I don't like Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I'm happy she's gone.
So what were you thinking? I mean, but Barnes.
I was happy.
Barnes, but hold on. Barnes gives her the card and says call, and Gordon does call, but he hangs up on her.
Yeah.
You know, I think he just wanted to hear her voice. Do you think Lee knows that's Gordon?
Of course.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to get back together?
I hope not.
Because aren't they having a real baby in real life?
They are. They are together you in real life. That. So you more power
that.
To them.
You hate that.
No, I don't. I don't care about that.
She's getting
Gordon's. I just don't want Lee and Gordon together.
She's getting Gordon's pee-pee. I know. See, you got quiet all of a sudden. See, I really think you got quiet.
Because I'm like.
You got quiet both. I'm a little worried about you.
I'm worried about you.
I'm just saying. So Barbara knocks on the door, which, bam, that scene just ends, which was just awesome. And of course, the next episode, we get more into Barbara, but we'll be talking about that shortly because we are going to be covering the next episode. So that was that, a big moment. I think probably, I would probably say this is my favorite part of the entire episode.
The best moment ever.
I noticed, did you notice when all this shit was going on with the penguin and he was getting crapped on and by the brother and the sister, and then he feeds the dog that stuff. Did you notice right off the hand that his hair was all spiky?
No, I didn't even notice the hair. I wish, oh my God, he's going to cook the dog.
No, see, I wish you, because as soon as they, because his hair was all flat, and then as soon as he was feeding his mom, his hair was all gelled, and that's why he was like, I'm going for a no hair look. And I was like, oh, he's back. He's freaking back. And I knew it right off the head that she was feeding the brother and sister.
That I thought it was the dog. And then he was like, well, try this other part. And I was like, wait, what other part? They got like the hind legs and the back legs.
Oh, so you had no clue that he's feeding the
brother. I was the dog. I thought it was the dog.
Oh, that was so odd. And then when he touches the sister, and he goes, oh, dude, that was just – I am so glad the penguin. And then he just gets that knife on her ass.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So everything's left to him?
That's what it looks like. I mean, but I you know, it's weird though, because the lawyer wasn't able to switch over the paperwork to him, but he is blood. I mean, so the lawyer would be, I would assume that the lawyer would be like, well, you're the rightful heir.
Yeah, by there's default. No one else.
Yeah, there's no one. And then you are the real son. So you will get everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how they're making it look how he gets his money, because I know from the movies, I know he was Penguin did have some money.
Yeah.
I thought he did, but he was. Had money. He had rich parents, but then the parents kind of threw him out, and that's when he was raised by penguins.
He was an ugly baby.
So, but yeah, that was probably my favorite. And yours is probably what?
That was my favorite. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, he killed the dog. And he's going to cook the dog, and they're going to eat the dog. And, yeah, that was my favorite. And then when he was like, your children taste good.
Yeah. Loved it. Oh, so good. So, such a good episode. Anything else?
That's it for me.
So, I mean, some big moments in this episode. And we're going to be talking about the next one in just a few, which is going to be this past Monday, right?
Yes.
We're going to be talking about that. So scale out of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
A 10.
I give it a 10, too. We both agree. Even though I'm Team Selena and you're Team Bruce.
We still agree that this episode was a 10.
Yes. All right. So that's it for this recap. We're going to be recapping the next episode in just a few minutes. We're going to go through it really fast. But before we do that, Amy, let everybody know how they can find you and all your stuff.
Well, you can stalk me on Twitter. It's AmyVRO. You can go over to my website. It's VarietyRadioOnline.com.
There you go.
All of our shows are there.
Sweet. Me, iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. And of course, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find stuff there. And if you haven't got on Good Shows, I have nothing to do with it. I'm just a fan of the freaking app. But for all my Apple iPhone users, download Good Shows. Amy's on there. And
I did a review for a new show.
Oh.
Yeah, called Game of Silence, who my friend Michael Raymond James is in.
Well, that's on
True Blood.
NBC. He was he played the what's her face's husband.
Yes.
The crazy
one.
Renee.
True Blood. And oh my God, the show, if you guys aren't watching it, definitely check it out. It's on 2 episodes. It's really good.
You know what? I saw it and I was like, it kind of reminded me of the movie with, he was from Lost Boys and like there were little boys raised and then they got sent to this prison boys school and Kevin Bacon was there and he beat the crap out of them and molested them. Do you remember the movie? I cannot remember, but it's a great, but that's what it reminds me of. That's what it reminds me of. And I was like, oh man, they're just copying. So
it's good.
don't know. I don't have time for another show. I have time for Gotham. That's all I got right now. All right. But yes, but go to Good Shows, people. Download it. It's coming soon to Android, but it's only available on iPhone right now. But it's coming soon. Trust me, it's coming soon. And as you can see, Amy wrote a review for that show that she started up. But yeah, if you're a fan of TV and movies, get on there. You can follow Amy at Variety Radio Online.
Yes, correct.
And Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows. Download it, and you can leave comments and all that good stuff. So check it out when you get a chance. And let Amy know if it's – let me know if it's worth watching that show that she's watching.
It's let him know that it is worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go to her thing and then find the review and then be like, yeah, Mike, you should watch it. And then there you go. Yeah, because Amy has no friends on there.
I have no friends.
It's all right. So we'll be back.
Nobody likes me.
Well, you're like Barbara or a.k.a. Gallivan.
Ugh.
Lady Gallivan. All right, so we'll be back in a few minutes. That's it. We'll be back.
Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You're gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like...